Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer for Faith by Emma Dancy. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." It is beautiful to think about how faith pleases God. Whoever accepts Jesus puts his faith in Jesus. Faith is more than just a confidence. It is an unwavering hope and trust in the one true God. It is taking him at his word and believing that he is who he says that he is. Faith is a spiritual gift. Whether it comes more naturally to you or you tend to wrestle with fear and doubt, we are going to approach the Lord today and ask boldly for more faith. We each believe in Jesus by grace through faith for salvation. But after our faith continues to grow in our lives by walking each day, learning to trust him, where are you lacking faith? What area of your life are you struggling to believe God in? Let's come to him today and ask for more faith through his Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Dear Lord, you are so good. You are the Savior of the world for anyone who places their faith in you. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for giving me the ability to grow in my trust in you each day. Thank you for giving me your word. Romans 10:17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." I have faith today because of your truth and your gospel. Help my personal walk to be propelled forward with you. Please lead me to new levels of faith. Help me not only to believe in you, but to believe you. Give me open eyes to see the truth of your word and then the courage to walk in it. You say in Hebrews 11:1, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Would you please help me to have assurance of the promises in your Bible? Help me to have faith that with you all things are possible, that even in my trials you are working, and that living for you is the best path in life. God, you say in Mark 11:22 through 24 that I should pray in faith, believing that you will work and answer. I am asking today that you would give me the strength to have even mustard-sized faith in my area of weakness and struggle. Would you please give me the words to pray and the endurance to trust in you, even in unknown or challenging circumstances? Please help me in my weaknesses to rely on you and have a renewed hope in you. Thank you for being sovereign and for you hearing my prayers. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." It is so easy in life to live based on what I can see in front of me. Where you are asking me to walk into the unknowns, would you equip me to walk by faith and not by sight? Would you give me the boldness to take every step with you? Even when your ways do not make sense to me, remind me that your ways are higher and better than my own. Give me the joy of the Spirit to walk with you. God, it is tempting to put my faith in people over you. Would you help me to not rest in wisdom of others, but in your power? It is so easy to go to people who I can physically see, but I know that it is in you who I do not see where my true help comes from. Give me the ability to test what others say with your word. Help me to know when to move and when to wait. In Luke 17:5, your disciples asked, "Increase our faith." Please increase my faith today. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
All we need is grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.